This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
It's my pleasure to be joined today by Ellen Ogden, Global Polio Coordinator for USAID, and David Bowen, Deputy Director for Global Health Policy and Advocacy at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today for discussions on the U.S.-Russian collaboration, particularly as it pertains to polio eradication. The United States and Russia have just signed an agreement to collaborate on the fight against polio. Could you describe a little bit the significance of this bilateral partnership for the success of polio eradication?
We see this bilateral agreement is extremely important, not only for polio eradication, but for broader U.S.-Russia collaboration. For polio specifically, it provides a framework for us to give assistance to countries, to work together, to provide technical support, to provide funding, to talk with countries about what it's going to take to finish eradication in their countries. It will allow us an opportunity to identify high-risk populations, collaborate on cross-border movements, provide rehabilitative services to children that have been affected, and sets the framework for a much broader collaboration in infectious disease.
And I think this agreement is part of a long and proud history, evidenced by the fact that even in the depths of the Cold War, Americans and Russians were able to work together to eradicate smallpox. And now it's a very heartening signal that this agreement may signal a new willingness to work together, an enhanced willingness to work together, because there certainly has been a lot of cooperation to date to eradicate another human disease, polio.
And in addition to polio, how can the U.S. and Russia really work together to address any other health issues in some of these same countries, or work together to improve the overall environment for health and development assistance?
One of the great strengths that Russia brings to this initiative is its broad laboratory network, its surveillance officers, its language capacity, its ability to provide up-to-date technical information in the region, to facilitate cross-border collaboration and immunizations, reporting of disease. There's a tremendous capacity there to expand what we're doing in polio for broader public health. The U.S. also brings a lot of that to the table through our Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. Agency for International Development, about how to work with minority populations, migrants, those that are most disenfranchised. We bring health communications and new technologies, SMS and texting and mobile technologies, to this as well. And we believe that if we work together, we can combine our strengths in a way that not only stops polio, but brings much more robust technical support to the region.
And I have very little to add to Ellen's very excellent response, other than just to echo the fact that Russia has been a leader in virology and microbiology for decades, and the idea of trying to focus some of that great scientific expertise on the problems of communicable disease is a tremendously positive opportunity, and hopefully one that can be enhanced.
And of course, both the United States and Russia are part of the G8. What has been the G8 legacy on polio, and what do you expect from the G8 process this year?
Well, we would very much hope that the G8 makes polio a focus of the upcoming presidency. There is a tremendous opportunity to make a real difference in this presidency and the U.S. presidency to follow. There's the real chance of moving from four endemic countries to two, basically getting rid of polio in places where it has persisted for generations, India and Nigeria, and making real progress in eradicating the disease across the world. The G8 has made declarations and made affirmations of the need to eradicate polio before, but I think the time has now come, and we hope that the French presidency will seize on this, to really make it a focus of the upcoming presidency. And certainly we at the Gates Foundation want to do anything we can to provide assistance in that regard.
The U.S. has been a strong supporter of polio eradication in the G8 and other forums. We believe it's a very important place for collaboration, not only in polio eradication, but in child health, maternal and child health. It offers not just an opportunity to pledge support and resources, but it's also a way of getting our message to the rest of the world that this is a priority. This should be a sense of national emergency if we find a polio case anywhere in the world, that we all have to rally together and react. Because if there's one polio virus out there, it affects all of us, and we can't just be complacent about it. The G8 is one of many forums where this can happen, and we certainly hope that the cause is taken up in a more vocal way over this next year, so that we can nip any further transmission right at the heart and get rid of this disease once and for all.
Ellen, David, thank you so much. We're certainly excited about the new agreement and look forward to seeing what happens with it.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Interested listeners can find other podcasts on U.S.-Russia health collaboration on our website at www.smartglobalhealth.org.